Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's Carlos bringing us back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Chip Kahn is our guest, our new friend, but not for long. He's got a lot more to teach us. We're going to get Chip back another day. He's the founder and the CEO of Boomtown. Go Boomtown.com. They help people just like you and me put their technology best foot forward in all the different ways that it takes to do that. Chip, thanks for being here. Congratulations and thank you for the research that you conducted with consumers who told you what their expectations were for businesses, large and small, if they're going to do business with them, what their minimum expectations were, what their Santa list was to do business with them. What are some of the other things that you learned?
Well, thanks, Jim. That's right. I think, you know, some of the results were surprising, and you know, one of the ones that I think, you know, sort of jumped out at me was that 60% of shoppers and diners actually do go and frequent large chains over regional small businesses, and the reason why is because of the digital forward approach of those types of players. And so I think what that is a, you know, an important, you know, call to arms, if you will, for local businesses, you know, to adopt technology that's going to help them deliver, you know, personalization and convenience to consumers.
Did you have any kind of a demographic internal on that? In other words, did you have an age, a generational thing? It would make sense to me that the younger generation would be, you know, they'd be more likely to have an electronic wallet than their grandparents would, and or something like that, and that they probably want to have technology involved in almost every part of their experience, and they're not going to get that in a small company like they would in a big company. Am I wrong about that?
Well, the survey itself was, you know, was done anonymously and was, you know, covers, you know, equally covered right. Men and women and everyone from 18 to 65. So right. You know, the results are an aggregate.
Well, I was just curious about that. Well, that's fascinating, and that's not a good number, is it, 60% for small businesses?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So what can we do? What do you think we can do to fix that, to turn that around? Maybe our neighbor is still at 70. Maybe they go to 70%, but we got to go the other way. We got to take that down where people would rather do business with us. We got to get on the other side of that equation. We got to reverse that. So how do we do it?
Yeah, I think the answer to that is, you know, nearly half of the consumers say that positive experiences due to well-functioning technology led them to, you know, more confidence. This is a score of about 46%, and more frequent visits to that business by 44%. So I think that's a pretty clear, you know, indication that, you know, it's important for local businesses to have, you know, to do some investment in technology and be digital forward, as we talked about before.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that how much do you think customers make a decision? Is that your 60% number, that if they're heading out to go do business with somebody, 60% of them choose big companies over small ones because of the technology?
You know, obviously there's a lot of reasons why someone would choose to, you know, the shop or dine at a particular location. But consumers who frequent large chains over small businesses name technology as one of the key aspects of their in-store experience.
Mm-hmm. They want Wi-Fi in the store,
you know,
don't they?
An example of that.
That's one thing. They want to have Wi-Fi in the store. I'll tell you something. I'm an old codger, and when I go somewhere where they've got self-checkout, I like that.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, 49% of folks said they'd prefer to have self-checkout. The biggest one was having multiple digital payment options. So that was critical to 57% of consumers. So that means things like Apple Pay, Android Pay, Samsung Pay, and the like.
Well, let me tell you something, though, and you correct me if I'm wrong here, Chip. If you're a small business, I don't think you're going to have a self-checkout anytime soon. But if I'm going to your a business where they have self-checkout, or I can buy it from you, and you know my name, you remember me from the last time, and you take my credit card or my debit card easy, it's not a rigmarole to check out with you. If you've got all the up-to-date ways of taking my money electronically, if you know my name and I get a smile out of you and you thank me for coming back instead of walking out without anybody saying anything, guess where I'm going to go, Chip? And I don't think that's just because I'm a high-end baby boomer on the top end of the baby boomers. I think that's a human thing. This is what I'm getting at with small business owners.
Great.
This is how they can make up for not having a self-checkout, isn't it?
That's right. Oh, absolutely. I think, I mean, again, that gets to the personal experience. And I think if local businesses invest in the consumer experience beyond that, you know, obviously recognizing your customers, but making it convenient and easy for them, you know, having things like Wi-Fi, being able to pay easily, check out quickly, you know, those things are truly a winning combination that local businesses have all of the advantages in the world over larger chains.
Folks, you've got to be technology forward. You probably need some help, and a company like Boomtown can do that. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the future with Chip Conn. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.